This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The story of Adam Krapser is making international headlines this week. He's a 41-year-old Washington man who's facing deportation over a criminal record. Krapser was adopted from South Korea as a toddler, but his parents never completed his citizenship paperwork. 15 years ago, Congress passed a law that automatically grants citizenship to children adopted by American parents. But the law doesn't apply to everyone. It turns out there are about 35,000 adoptees living in the U.S. who aren't citizens. Jenny Kim is vice chair of the Korean American Coalition. She's a friend of Krapser and also an organizer with the Adoptee Rights Campaign. She told me how it came to be that so many adoptees don't have citizenship.
So before the Child Citizenship Act passed in 2001, parents who adopted children from another country had to actually naturalize the children. So they would have to hire a lawyer, fill out paperwork to actually make them into U.S. citizens. And some parents didn't know that they had to do that, and it was an honest mistake. They just assumed that their kids would become U.S. citizens. And then in some cases, unfortunately, some of the adopted parents were using that as a way to control their children.
Control their children. Explain that.
So in Adam's case, his adopted father had taught him to do some illegal things as a young boy and had threatened Adam that if he were to tell anybody that he would be deported or he wouldn't, you know, he would be kicked out of the house without any paperwork. And another adoptee that has been actually featured in some newspapers, in his case, his father had sexually abused him and told him that if he told anybody that he would also be kicked out of the house and be paperless.
And then things changed in the year 2000, is that right?
Yes. In 2000, the Congress and the Senate passed a law called Child Citizenship Act. It actually ended up passing in 2001. And it basically gave all inter-country adoptees automatic U.S. citizenship, but that only applied to children who were minors, so under 18, and any new adoptees. And they didn't grandfather in any of the older adoptees.
And that's why people like Adam Krapser are now in this kind of legal limbo.
Yes, that's correct.
So there are thousands of adoptees living in the U.S. now in limbo without citizenship. What are some of the ways that they end up on the radar of Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
So in Adam's case, for example, he was already a green card holder. He was a permanent resident. And when he went back to renew his green card, that's when he got flagged because of, the felony conviction he had. And some of the other people tend to get flagged from a speeding ticket from 10 years ago. One of our deportees, a Korean adoptee who's actually already been sent back to Korea. In his case, he thought that he was a U.S. citizen, had served in the Iraq War and Afghanistan, and was working as a driver, and he got pulled over, and he had a speeding ticket that he hadn't paid for, and that actually got him flagged. And eventually, he ended up getting deported, and he's currently in Korea.
You are pushing for some policy changes at the national level. What would you like to see?
So right now we're working on amendment to the Child Citizenship Act that I mentioned earlier. Basically, it's now called Adoptee Citizenship Act. And we are asking the Congress and the Senate to pass this bill that will give citizenship to all adoptees that have brought legally to the U.S. And so that would make all 35,000 adoptees without citizenship, U.S. citizens.
What's your message to people who say, you know, the law is the law? If you're not a U.S. citizen and you get in trouble with the law, then the government has every right to deport you.
So I think that, you know, argument might apply to some other people, but in adoptees' case, these children were brought to the U.S. as babies and as toddlers. They didn't choose to come to the U.S. They didn't choose to be adopted by U.S. parents. And their parents, who were U.S. citizens, if they were to have a child outside of the country, they would have become automatic U.S. citizens. And the fact that we're not doing that for these adoptees, I think it's almost a human rights violation.
Jenny Kim is based in Portland, Oregon, where she's vice chair of the Korean American Coalition. She's also an organizer with the Adoptee Rights Campaign. Adam Crapser's attorney expects he'll leave the U.S. within a few weeks.